Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this, come September 2024, it'll be 40 years of me knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest, so when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer, so I bring a unique combination to this. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. I'm the average Pedro. Take that back. I'm not the average Pedro. Check out my Twitter account. You can tweet me or send me the X, whatever you want to call it. Bottom line is, the not average Pedro is my Twitter tag. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are. One week removed from another Las Vegas travesty. Of course, we're talking about the World 154-pound championship going down with Tim Zhu surrendering it to Sebastian Vettori after 12 bloody rounds. Actually, it was 10 bloody rounds. In the second round, there was an unintentional foul, which caused some severe bleeding on the head of Tim Zhu. If ever there was a fight, you should have stopped because of bleeding. This was it. But an inept referee, an inept ringside doctor, and an inept corner put it all together. Plus, the TV people didn't know the rules either. Straight up, ineptness all across the board. What do I say to Tim Zhu? You need to fire a lot of people. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Guess what? Boxing coming alive, of course, in Japan. We got the pound-for-pound king. Know about that. No doubt about that. No Inoue coming up with a fight in a couple of weeks with Luis Nier. I'd like to go across the pond for that one. Guess what? You can go anywhere but Tokyo, and it's cheap. You can't go to Tokyo. There's nothing cheap in Tokyo unless you want to stay in a hostel, and that's not my thing. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break on Sports Byline.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's a change in society today. And that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of these shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether it's a crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV show is cutting up the body. Somebody's finding the body decomposed and all of it. This is society right now. They're just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just the sports, the only thing that they can relate to, which they see most, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal. You want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs. A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
One of my mentors, of course, the founder of the Kronk Gym with Prentice Bird. Prentice Bird was the co-founder. Prentice is still alive, living in Los Angeles as I speak. Straight up, that was the Goldfather, of course, Emmanuel Stewart. May he rest in peace. 2012, we taped that, I believe, in 2011 or early 2012. Towards the latter stages of his life, when he knew he had cancer and was terminal, he became very conservative. I mean, we're talking about the most liberal guy in the entire world. Guess what? All of a sudden, he was conservative as hell. Bottom line is, I miss him. Of course, you talk about the man that kicked ass on HBO. Of course, maybe one of the greatest trainers of all time, if not the greatest trainer of all time, in the minds of some, of course, talking about the man from Detroit, Emmanuel Stewart. Of course, last week, the WBC and WBA 154-pound title was on the line. Of course, is Tim Zhu, a young man from Australia, unbeaten lad as he is. Of course, coming in, a big ticket seller. The guy is a mover and shaker in the world of boxing. But guess what? He got played. And when I say he got played by his own corner. He got played by the doctor. He got played by the ringside, the referee. I mean, everybody just failed this guy without a doubt. Of course, Fedora for the numbers now, 21-1-1, 13 kills, won a bloody 12-round split decision. Split? You got to be kidding me. Over Tim Zhu. Tim Zhu now 24-1, 17 kills. Of course, takes Tim Zhu's WB 154-pound titles and claims the WBC belt as well. Of course, that was at the T-Mobile Arena last Saturday night in Las Vegas. Now, the problem I've got with that is they could have, it was an accidental butt, an accidental foul, it was an elbow, so they could have stopped the fight after the third round, and guess what? It would have been a technical draw. After the fourth round, a technical draw. After the fifth round, they could have went to the scorecards. After that point, Tim Zhu wasn't ahead anymore. Tim Zhu never won another minute, after that cut. I mean, maybe not another second. He did nothing. He couldn't do anything. People said, oh, it was just a little blood. You ever been in a boxing match? You ever had blood trickle down your face? Bottom line is, it was an impediment to success, and I think that was what brought about his defeat. Now, of course, he didn't need to go 12 rounds. In fact, that one judge that had him up after 12 rounds, maybe I should ask boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, who the hell was that one judge? Sock, what's going on in Las Vegas? Is boxing getting corrupt in Vegas as I speak or what?
Well, corruption and boxing, you know, unfortunately have gone hand in hand since the beginning of time, right? But, I mean, it's kind of laughable. You know, like you said, I think that the tide of that fight turned immensely after that cut. And a fight that, Tim, I thought was really looking impressive and on his way to a knockout. I mean, he was hitting Bandura every time he wanted to, and he rocked him. And that was only within two rounds. And then, you know, the unfortunate thing happened for him, caught a nasty elbow in a horrible place. I mean, on the cranium, you know, a little bit past your hairline. And, you know, you don't know how you're going to deal with adversity until you're actually in it. And that was some adverse conditions, and Bandura took advantage. And he kind of like steamrolled, the rest of the way. I had it about 8-4 at the end.
And that sounds about right, but, at the end of the night, it was a split decision. Let's see who this judge was that had it for Zoo. Tim Cheatham. Why does that name sound suspicious? Tim Cheatham? I mean, are you serious? Tim Cheatham?
It's like right out of Central Casting with a name like that. And he's a vet. You know, he's been around for a long time, Tim Cheatham.
Stick a fork in him.
Yeah, listen, you know, it's not the first bad scorecard, and it won't be the last, that's for sure, in Vegas.
When you're off eight rounds, you deserve to have your title, your ticket pulled.
Yeah, I mean, that's when the commission has to show that there is some credibility. I mean, these guys have to be held accountable. You know, we've said it before. So what's going to happen to Tim Cheatham?
Probably nothing. You know what the Nevada Commission used to tell me? Mark Ratner used to tell me when I would complain about Dalby Shirley, I'd say, Dalby had to fight like 8 points the other way, and you guys keep giving him assignments, what's going on, this and that. And he used to tell me, Pedro, don't bitch at me about one score. He goes, as long as the right guy won, this and that. And I don't think so. I think that one judge, when one judge is that off, 8 points off maybe, in the minds of a lot of people, when a judge is 8 points off, that caused to question his credibility and his honesty.
Credibility, honesty, is he qualified, to do this job? And we know, look, judging is subjective, right? That's why they have three of them. You know, it depends where you're sitting, and what you favor. You favor the aggressor, you favor defense, whatever.
You could have been sitting in the nosebleed seats, and you wouldn't know who won this fight.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's just crazy. And, you figure that every round is supposed to be judged individually. It's just hard for me to imagine that someone could go after, so many rounds giving it to Tim Zoo. I mean, Tim showed a lot of heart.
I don't know if it's crooked or whatever, but I think this is it. You don't believe your eyes. I think the judges are so scoped on one thing. This guy's supposed to win this, and they're preconditioned. I think they're preconditioned by hype and publicity and the house fighter and that kind of good stuff, And I got to tell you this, something was going on last week and that the doctor didn't stop the fight. I mean, the doctor, if anybody, I mean, let's put it this way. I saw the old WCW wrestling matches and the old Pat Patterson matches here in the city with Ray Stevens and that. Those guys, the bleeding was nothing compared to Zeus.
That was a cut for the ages, for sure. I mean, and it was in a terrible spot. Where do you stop that cut?
You don't stop it. You stop the fight.
Exactly, and it really made no sense. I mean, you always judge things risk reward. What was the benefit of continuing on? I mean, obviously we know Tim was up when it occurred. He is the named fighter. They could have easily just said, come back and we'll do this again in 5 to 6 months. Now, if you want to try to do it again in 6 months, you have an L on your record, and that means a lot in boxing. We always have to protect that O, because that's the marketability of the fighter.
Okay, so am I right to, throw dung at the corner, the referee, the ringside doctor, all of the above?
Yeah, I mean, the ringside doctor is supposed to look out for the benefit of the fighter's health, right? The coroner is supposed to look for their own fighter. And aside from their health, they have, someone's got to be smart in there. You can't have all three guys, you know, deaf, dumb, and blind.
Here's the $64,000 question. Is Sebastian Fedora a PBC fighter?
Yes, he is.
And PBC seems to have their way in Las Vegas, don't they?
They've had some questionable nights, yes.
That sort of smells. Listen, it smells that they let the fight go. I just couldn't believe they let the fight go. Because I was like, you know, I was like cringing. I was going, hey, you know, this isn't cool. Stop the fight. Stop the fight. And it's not that, that he was like bleeding to the point where he was going to die or anything like that. But he couldn't do what he wanted to do. He couldn't box.
It was a game changer.
You know, I'm throwing a pin at my guest here for interrupting me here in the studio. But the bottom line is, yeah, he couldn't box, and he just couldn't. After that, like I said, he didn't win a minute. He didn't win a second. And, you know, in the corner, the referee, everybody should have been blamed. Now, let's talk about Pitbull Cruz before we go to the break. I dismissed his abilities. I thought that he was a 130-pounder fighting at 140. He lit Rolly Romero up like the White House Christmas tree.
And so did I. I thought he was going to be too small. For the obviously, you know, much bigger Rolly Romero, although it was clear as day he was the less skillful. What a performance by Pitbull Cruz. You know, you have to give him props. He was the underdog going against the PBC house fight, although they both fight under the PBC banner. But Rolly, you know, with the Mayweather connection, definitely has the more juice. And he took it to Rolly. You know, he pounded him out. And he showed that he's a player at 140, and something that I didn't think that could happen, you know. And Rolly really, you know, like we said it before, we need Rollies in the fight game.
Because of his personality.
Fight. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to say I'm happy that he lost, you know, but I'm happy for Cruz.
Okay. All right. Now, let's be honest. Rolly wasn't in that fight after the introduction, was he? Really?
No, you want to say he took him lightly? You thought he just had to show up?
No. Rolly can't miss him. Rolly can't fight. Rolly talks a good game. But what I'm trying to bring up is this judge, some judge by the name of Chris Flores, had Rolly Romero up 66-65. What the duck was he watching? And when I say duck on this show, I mean duck with an F.
Crazy, especially when your counterparts, DeLuca, have Pitbull up 69-63. And Patricia Morse-Jarman with a similar card of 68-64. Something's up with Mr. Flores for sure.
Let's go to a break. A little Tower of Power to the break on the Soul side of town.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what I just realized? We give Tower of Power all kinds of credit on the show, but it's Ronnie Laws that does the open on this show. So I guess it's a little weird. Ronnie Laws does the open, but Tower of Power does mostly supporting music here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, on the line from the Bronx is the Bronx Bomber himself. Talk about Socrates Palmer, boxing's true PhD. When I say PhD, I mean the small H in between, of course, a period at the end. Bottom line is, Sock, of course, you're part of Tommy D's show, right?
The YouTube channel TD Sports.
Exactly. You know, this is how we introduced him last week. Now, let's take it to my to the Bronx and bring on my guest. He has a Friday night show. Of course, it's a very popular show, Tommy D, and it's on YouPorn. What's up, Tommy?
Did you just say YouPorn?
Isn't that the network your show's on?
No, it's YouTube.
Wait. No. I thought you and Sock had this show on. Are you sure?
I'm totally positive.
Okay.
I know Sock is working out.
What?
He's looking pretty good with the Flintstone vitamins, but it's definitely not you porn.
Okay, it's not Pornhub either?
No, it's not Pornhub either. It's absolutely not.
You're a married guy. How do you know what these websites are?
Birdie told me. Little Birdie.
Hey, Sock, what do you think about me putting Tommy D on the spot there?
That was a great setup, brother. And that was a great setup.
And then I come back to him, how do you know about those websites? Oh, that was hysterical.
Yeah. Of course, he wasn't ready.
Tommy D is Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Of course, he calls the shots on the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on these same channels this show is airing on as I speak, as well as WBC TV and the WBC Facebook page, which is coming to you out of Veev TV. And, of course, they come to us from Dallas, Texas. Now, Pitbull was a winner without a doubt. He was the MVP of the night. He stole the show without a doubt, didn't he? I mean, Lara looked good, but he was supposed to beat that overmatched opponent. But at the end of the day, man, you got to give props to the Pitbull. He stole the show. MVP of the night.
Yeah, for sure. He was definitely fighter of the night. Pulled off the upset. Showed he's a player. He could go to 140 and hold his own against a legitimately, you know, big 140. It was a pretty good card overall. You know, I must say, even the PBC detractors, it was entertaining. You know, it was decent. Like you said, Erislandi Lara, he's still good. You know, even at this advanced age, very strong.
You know what? He used to put me to sleep, and I don't mean with punches. I mean, he used to bore the spit out of me, man. I go watch him ringside, say to myself, oh, man, let me go to the bathroom.
Well, that's when he was young and he had those legs, you know, and he's moving around. Now he's standing in the pocket more because he's a craftsman in there. You know, he's a solid pro. Hey,
what a difference an inept corner, a bad referee, and a bad doctor, and a horribly inept athletic commission can do for you. Samson Lukovic, the sole promoter of the brand new United WBC and WBO 154-pound champion Sebastian Fedora, wishes to clarify his position in a potential Fedora rematch with now former champ and previous unbeaten Tim Tszyu. I mean, what a difference a week makes, huh? These guys really, I mean, that was a 10, by them not stopping that fight, by that corner not stopping that fight, They cost him tens of millions of dollars, if not more.
Yeah, this was a mistake, a huge mistake. And someone's got to, you know, take the fall. So I don't see how that corner is, you know, together again the next time Tim Zhu fights. I'm sure his promoter has to be livid. And you know what? How about we put, do you want to put on a conspiracy hat? I've seen stuff floating around that Tim Zhu, I mean, I guess it just happened that way. Mm-hmm. But Tim Zhu got set up, because was Keith Thurman really, you know, hurt? You know, people have questioned that. And Fandora, when the fight was announced, I said, this is a tougher fight. Fandora's a young fighter.
Yep.
You know, and obviously 6'5", you know, did they even have any intent, you know, of Thurman making this fight?
But you wouldn't put that past Al Haymon, would you? Hell no.
No, absolutely not. And now, you know, that horrendous cut. I mean, Tim Zhu, I mean, supposed to be 6 months. I think he's going to need more than that, you know. And now they're saying Fandora has to take a medical suspension because of his nose. So, you know, the immediate rematch.
You know what, though? Back to Al Haymon, all right? Robert Romero could have fought Ryan Garcia in a mega fight on pay-per-view, made all kinds of money, maybe millions of dollars. Instead, Al Haymon says he has to fight this guy at 140 pounds. So Al calls the shots. Raleigh loses big.
Yeah, listen, you know, Al Haymon's always been
a piece of work.
A piece of work, and his fighters love to, you know, shout him out at the end of the night. Somebody dropped the ball there, man. I mean, that fight should have been made 2 years ago, you know, with that sparring video and the guy in Rolly's team calling them out, calling all sorts of names, mm-hmm. and they didn't make that fight. And now you had post-fight, Oscar De La Hoya remotely, trolling.
You know what? That was really rough for me to watch. I mean, even though, I mean, I know both, I know everybody involved, but yeah, that was a little rough. I mean, I thought they were a little tough on Raleigh.
Yeah, they were, you know, but.
He brought it on himself.
He did. He who laughs last, laughs best, right? It was a little low class, but, you know, this is boxing, right? You know, did you expect anything else?
Okay, here's what's up. I can go anywhere in the world cheap right now. I mean, they're offering me travel plans here or there. Maybe I can use some miles and go to Japan. But May the 6th, ESPN's going to do Nonoa Noa and Luis Neri, of course, undisputed 122-pound title. Neri's got a shot here. Neri's only lost that one fight. That was with the body shot, right?
Yeah, look, Neri's a great fighter. You know, he really is. And he's been a champion for a while. At a lighter weight class, however, I don't see him beating the monster. But I do see him being competitive. You know, I think he's somebody that could get around the ring and knows what he's doing. And I think he's got some pride. I don't think he's coming to lay down against Inoue.
Okay, Jared Anderson, is he a head case, a dope head, or a drunk? Or all three?
It could be a little bit of all three. You know, he's certainly someone who is immature, someone who has a self-medicating problem, right? Obviously, it's been documented. He comes from a rough background, brother.
Listen, you want me to play the violin for him? I don't care. He's a heavyweight contender at this point in time. He was 100. He was going 130 miles an hour. I mean, screw him going 130 miles per hour. The people he could have hurt on the way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that could have turned out deadly.
Absolutely, and carrying a firearm, right?
Another black guy, and I hate to say this, what's this thing with black guys needing guns? Who was the big fat guy that was with Terrence Crawford, needed a gun? Big Mac needed a gun over in England. Guns are illegal in England. Nobody has guns. Some of the cops don't have guns.
No, they don't. The bobbies. They don't carry guns. No. So, yeah, I mean, look, Jared Anderson, great talent, but you really wonder, you know, what's, you know, from the neck up, is that going to be his albatross?
Okay, Errol Spence, another guy with a gun. He had a $10,000 gun in his car when he flipped that car at 120 miles an hour. Speaking of Errol Spence, I saw him in the ring last week. He didn't look stoned. He looked shot. Or both.
Yeah. Stoned, shot, fat. He just didn't look like the same guy that was a sensation a few years back at welterweight. I think it's a big mistake, him coming back at 54. You know, look, he could fight Terrence Crawford 10 more times. He loses 10 more times.
Okay, here's what's up. I'm making a pledge right now. I don't fight Mexicans. I don't fight. I'm Canelo Alvarez. I don't fight Mexicans. By the way, I'm fighting Jaime Munguia May the 4th on pay-per-view. In fact, if anybody in Mexico wants to watch this fight, it'll be on free TV. But in the Americas, we're going to charge $80.
Yeah, got to get those gringo dollars, right?
No. Bottom line is there's going to be more Mexican TV channels offering this fight up on the free feed than you can imagine.
That looks like a recipe for that, for sure. It's a hard sell to the non-casual fan.
Speaking of theft, people found out a way to steal the Amazon Prime last week because I got a couple texts from guys that said, hey, I'm watching it pretty clear, and I don't want to know. But the bottom line is, yeah, they were stealing that fight as well.
Listen, the internet is a rough sea. You know, the pirates right now rule the roost, you know, and can you blame them? I mean, for these prices that they're asking for, although the Amazon fight was a decent price, I think they wanted $30. But Haney and Garcia, they're asking for $80, you know, $79.99. So, you know, shiver me timbers, right? You know,
bottom line is Devin Haney. Listen, Devin Haney hasn't knocked anybody out in a long time. He didn't do a whole lot at 135 for me, but yet he's supposed to annihilate Ryan Garcia in 30 seconds. Will he?
I don't think he annihilates Ryan Garcia. I think he beats him just because he's more disciplined. But Ryan does have a shot. You know, he does have punching power.
Straight up, Boxing's PhD coming to us from the Bronx only on Saturdays. Have a great day. And are you on that YouPorn channel too?
No, they didn't offer me enough.
Okay, so, enough. I like that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back with Lenny Albert, a.k.a. El Animal. He's got his own glove line going. We'll talk about that more after the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and WBC TV.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you give me enough money, I'll fight my own mother.
Time to get real, folks. As I go back in time with one of my compatriots, of course, he and I won the Golden Gloves together back in 1984. I'm talking about Lenny El Animal Albert. Now he's got his own boxing line, runs his own gym here in the city. Lenny, how the hell's life treating you?
Life is good, Pedro. I have it better than most.
Better than most?
Better than most.
Talk to him about Lenny Flores gloves. Of course, I knew the original Ray Flores, and he was like a mentor to me. And I'll never forget what he told me one time. He made some handmade gloves for me down there in Burlingame. And he said to me afterwards, he goes, "You realize when I die that this is done." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "This is done. Nobody else will ever make handmade gloves for you again." And he was right, because when he died, that era was gone. Bottom line is, how'd you get into you got a line of boxing gloves, you got your own gym. Talk to me about the gym, the personal training thing.
Well, Pedro, I was a trainer at a popular boxing gym in San Francisco for 10 years. I had some issue with the owner. We decided I should no longer work there, so I just ventured out on my own and used my own experience. And I'm now a personal trainer, and I have my own little facility, and it's very personal, one-on-one training, and very effective, very unique in my methods of training, and becoming very popular, and business is good.
You know, bottom line is, I remember you as an insecure amateur. I mean, you were like, you didn't have any fights yet, and you were freaking out. You had major anxiety before fights. And say, do you remember that stuff? Do you remember the anxiety?
Yeah, Pedro. I remember when you told me that my first fight should be in the Golden Gloves, and then from what I had heard, they may make you fight more than once in a night. You assured me that wouldn't happen to me.
And then
my very first night of boxing, this was the San Francisco Golden Gloves. Back in the day, they were very popular, 50, 60 fights. I was bout number 2. And then bout number 52 was winner of bout number 2 versus winner of bout number 3. Well, I won my very first fight, which was bout number 2. And then I realized, well, I just fought, I'm going to have to fight again. And then I had to fight again the very same night. I was an emotional wreck. After the victory, had to go in the back to do some resting, watching guys come in all beaten up, then had to go out there and do it again. And I won my second fight the very same night.
Fantastic. That's good memories, no doubt about that. Now, you got the current fight game right now. Are there any boxers that stand out that you like, that you look at in the current game? Anybody? Does Canelo impress you at this point in time at 33 years old?
I think he's past his prime. He's down to throwing one and two punches at a time. Great fighter that he is, but now I think he's definitely beatable.
Okay, what about the heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury? He got licked by an MMA guy in his last fight. He got licked in that fight, Lenny. I had a 6-3-1 in rounds, and I gave him a 2-point round for a knockdown, so it was a pretty one-sided fight. The boxing establishment wasn't about to give the heavyweight championship of the world to an MMA guy, so they sort of screwed him out of that fight. And then the MMA guy was exposed by Anthony Joshua in his next fight. I mean, come on. I mean, this I don't know. How can I put this? The heavyweight scene right now, Oleg Usyk, does he have a shot with Tyson Fury? The guy's like a 200-pounder.
Yeah, but he has a huge amount of ability, so that's going to be a good fight. I think Usyk has a good chance, especially after the performance by Tyson Fury. I think he's got a good chance, even against Joshua, because Joshua has is a little on the chinny side.
Okay, remember that day in Las Vegas when you and I were at the fights and we saw Red Fox?
Yes.
The comedian and I took the picture of Red Fox and he had cocaine all over his nose and all over his shirt.
Yes. And actually, you took the photo of us and you were the one that picked up on the,
I'm
on
a
the
cop.
White powder.
Yeah. I was an ex-cop. I mean, you didn't have to be an ex-cop to see there was cocaine coming out of both nostrils of Red Fox. There were white lines coming down both sides of his face, and then it was on his shirt in front of him the whole 9 yards. So I'm looking through the camera lens, taking this picture, saying to myself, holy spit, I'm about to get a picture with Red Fox. But the bottom line was Red Fox and I had the same attorneys. I got an attorney in Las Vegas, is Mark Grisman. That's been my attorney for 15 or 20 years now, maybe 25 years now. And that was Red Fox's attorney as well. Of course, they spent the last 2 years together, I mean, really tight, Mark Grisman and Red Fox. He has all kinds of Red Fox stories, and I can't repeat any of them on the air.
Pedro, I have the photo that you took of me and Red Fox with the powder on his sweater on my refrigerator to this day. The one that we took, what, 30 years ago?
When you go, when you look back, when I drug you to Vegas for those fights, what was the best fight you think you saw down there?
The one that you and I saw? Yeah. Oh, my goodness, there were so many of them. Oh, we saw Milton McCrory, Donald Curry. I believe we sat ringside.
That froze him in one round, didn't
he? Yeah, one or two rounds. It was a short fight. We were also there for Hagler Duran, which was a fantastic fight. We were also there when Duran fought Tommy Hearns, which wasn't such a fantastic night for Duran.
No. It went down the way it should have went down, because let me tell you, I think that Roberto, in the best shape of his life, could have probably never beat Tommy Hearns. No matter what, I mean, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This was like, one guy was like here, one guy was there, plus Duran was fat and out of shape, and the bottom line is, even if he was in the best shape, I don't think he would have fared much better.
He was completely bullied by Hearns. Hearns was so much bigger, naturally bigger than Duran. Yeah, this was.
Well, so how do you figure that Iran Barkley, he beats Barkley, and yet Barkley beats Hearns not once but twice?
Well, you know, that it's about styles. It's always been about styles in boxing.
Pound for pound, where do you rate Duran? You think he's went in the top five?
Oh, my.
So you have no answer.
You know what? As good as anybody in his prime,
ever.
I think. I mean, you get to a point where these guys, I mean, you look at the finest, I'm into analogy. You look at the finest wines in California and in France, and it gets to the point of they're all so great. It's a matter of preference. All these guys are great.
Okay. Is it hard? I mean, how can I put this? My friends, I can't get them to do anything. They're fat. They're unmotivated. They don't do anything. They don't think about sex anymore. I mean, they don't think about anything. Is it because of my physical activity I still think about these things or what?
Well, if you exercise as a youngster, it's a matter of fun and entertainment when you're young, I think, and when you have the competitive spirit, and you compete in competitive sports, that keeps you active. And after a while, I think it's subconscious, but you start to associate physical activity, sweating, getting the heart rate up, to emotional.
Bro, I have something called a sauna jacket or a sauna bag. It's like a sleeping bag. And it heats up to like 165 degrees. It's this infrared thing. And it's really good for my bones and that kind of thing. But anyway, you can lose about 600 calories each time you lay down in that thing, right? I can't get my friends to lay down in a sauna suit on their bed and lose 600 calories just laying down in bed. I can't get them to do it. They won't even do that. I kid you not. So when I see them, they sort of like are not hip on seeing me because I'm in shape and I'm ripped and they're not.
Well, I think the longer you go without exercising, the harder it is to get started. You get stuck in the rut of your life, and it's easier to deal with not changing at all.
But listen, there comes a time in your life, I know as you age, when your get up and go gets up and leaves. You understand what I'm saying? But you got to call it back. You got to bring it back. And if you don't do anything, I mean, I ran this week three times. I ran three times last week. It was like 18 miles together, 3, 3, 8, 9, and 9. But the bottom line is, it's not exactly where I want to be. But guess what? It's what I can do at this point in time in my life, and I'm willing to do it. I can't get none of my buddies. I can't get them to eat right. I mean, Lenny, I still have friends who smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, so a lot of times people take better care of their cars than they do their own bodies. But I think it's just you and I, we're in good shape for the shape we're in. And that's why we're still young at heart to this day.
You know, when I looked at the guys that kept themselves in condition throughout their boxing career, guys like Marvelous Marvin Hagler, of course, he checked out a couple years ago with a heart attack. But the guys that kept themselves together, you know, they fared better health-wise. I mean, Duran just got taken out of the hospital, had a clogged valve in his heart and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Of course, he's never been a guy that's been up on his health. Of course, he had the stomach stapling at one point in time to make him slim. And, of course, that didn't work out because he broke, I think, the staples or some kind of stuff like that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, when I rate the top five boxers in history, you have to rate Muhammad Ali up there, okay, in my book. You have to rate Sugar Ray Leonard up there in my book. You have to rate Roberto Duran up there in my book. And I don't know about the other two. I mean, I'm sort of mixed on the other two. And the reason why I say that is I think that Ray Leonard would have beat Ray Robinson. I think that Ray Robinson was overrated for his time. And when I look at Ray Robinson's record, he lost to Carmen Basilio, who was a small guy. He lost to him at middleweight. Carmen was a welterweight. And then he lost to Tiger Jones or something like that. But he lost some fights, and he lost to Gene Fulmer. He lost fights he shouldn't have lost. So I think that Ray Robinson was in bed with Blinky Palermo, and Blinky Palermo was the mob. I think that Robinson lost. Come on, he was so much better than these guys, and he lost. Come on, and then he beat him in rematches handily. No, man, that's too much of a setup for me. I think Ray Robinson, and you and I were with Ray Robinson.
Yes.
We were with Ray Robinson in June 1984.
Got invited into his hotel. He checked into the hotel room across from us, invited us into his room, did some partying with him and his guests. He was so nice. He pulled out the photos, autographed them to both of us. One of the very nice man.
What about that bathrobe and those curlers?
Oh, yeah.
Pink?
Oh, yeah.
Was he wearing pink? Yeah.
I remember the shower cap. Yes. After the door in the shower cap and inviting us in.
Okay. But back to, you know, Robinson was, I think Robinson was good for his time. I think Robinson was revolutionary for his time. And I think he could contend in today's era. But I don't think that he would be the almighty right now. I think the other guys can match him in skills.
Well, you know, back then they fought so often. You got to give them credit for that. I mean, these guys just fought all the time.
Yeah, but Lenny, if you fight a guy that's a sparring partner, I mean, you look at Robinson's record as a welterweight. He only fought the champion, and he fought Kid Gavilan. Kid Gavilan was, like, way past his peak at that point in time. Kid Gavilan and I had a run-in in Miami. But the bottom line is, he was way past his peak that time. Robinson did nothing at welterweight. In the fights he lost in middleweight, he lost to Basilio. He lost to Gene Fulmer. I couldn't imagine Roberto Duran losing to either of those guys.
So in your top five, you still have two to go. Does Floyd Mayweather fit into that picture?
Floyd Mayweather, you know what? I think he's the most despised boxer in history.
Well, what about ability?
It's up to about 135 pounds, 140 pounds. After that, I think after the Ricky Hatton fight, I sort of became unappreciative of his abilities.
You know, Pedro, one thing I want to mention is there was this documentary on Hector Macho Camacho. I can't remember the name of it, but I saw it recently on...
We played it. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, and I'll tell you what. At his peak... He was unbelievable. I believe that in his prime, he would have beat Floyd Mayweather.
I saw him the night he did Jose Luis Ramirez. I mean, just gangster slapped him over 15 rounds.
His reflexes.
He was unbelievable. The best, the most gifted fighter of his era, I think. That would be a good way to say it. Until
think
cocaine came along.
I think you're right. I think he would have out-hustled, out-pointed Floyd Mayweather.
Here's
far
the Camacho story. We're in Carolina, Puerto Rico. We're going to do a fight with Hector Camacho and Jorge Vaca. I'm doing the television. Harold Smith's promoting, and I'm doing the early fights, the prelims, and Harold comes to me and taps me on the shoulder. I said, man, you bothering me during our broadcast? He goes, we're taping. So we're taping, we're pre-taping. I said, okay. So he gets up, he goes, Camacho's not coming. I said, what do you mean Camacho's not coming? He goes, he's not coming. I said, what do you mean Harold's not coming? He goes, he's all coked out in his hotel room, and he's not coming. I said, what do you mean he's not coming? He goes, and then he figures up, he goes, and if he ain't coming, none of us are getting paid. I said, no, I've been here for a month, man. I got to get paid. He goes, Pedro, I know, man, but if Camacho doesn't step into the ring, none of us get paid. So I said, so what do you want me to do? He goes, well, go back to the hotel and get him. Do whatever you can. So I went back to the hotel in the limousine in tuxedo, banging on his door. He wouldn't, Camacho wouldn't open the door, this and that. Finally, boom, boom. Finally opened the door. He let me come in the room. There was cocaine all over the table. He was snorting cocaine. He goes, I can't fight. I'm all blowed out. I said, if you don't fight, my ex-wife Olga is going to kick my ass, and you know what a bitch she is because you talked to her on the phone, Hector. You know exactly who she is. And you're going, yeah, I remember her, this and that. I say, exactly. So they're going to take my driver's license when I get back to California because I don't have the money for child support. If you don't show up tonight, I don't get paid. So Camacho did one more line. We went to the arena. He butted Jorge Vaca in the first round. They ended it in the second round with a technical draw. That's my Camacho story.
Wow.
Is that something or what?
Wow. Is that something? Never heard that one before, Pedro. Wow.
Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. you'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We get in this car, we're driving. We're heading close to Texas. I said, let's pull over for the night. He goes, no, you just need to close your eyes for a little bit. I'll keep driving. And I'm like, macho. He goes, I'm okay. I won't go speed. I said, okay. And I fall asleep. I don't know how long I was closed my eyes, but it wasn't long. He taps me on my shoulder. He goes, hey, I need money for the toll. And I'm like, the toll. And I open my eyes and I see the border. We're on the line to the border into Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? The patrol looks and they wait for us to go into the security check. And I'm like, it's okay, macho, no problem. I'll take care of this. Let me talk. He goes, yeah, but that's not the problem. I got a little present in the trunk. I got a kilo in the trunk. And I said, okay, macho, put the top down. Where it was a convertible, Jack. And I need you to do macho time right now, right here. We push the top down. He jumps up out of this car. He jumps onto the hood of this $90,000 Jag. And he stands up and he's screaming, where's Chavez? Everybody went crazy. The Border Patrol comes. Everybody started, Camacho! The Border Patrol guy passes me with a dog. The dog goes crazy. The dog starts barking and scratching. I look in the rearview mirror, and the Border Patrol takes the dog and hits him on the nose. He goes, shut up, that's Camacho!
Straight up, that is the Macho Man. Of course, the story of Hector Camacho trying to sneak across the border with a kilo of cocaine and getting over, no doubt about that. Of course, that was back in the day. As I said, cocaine was his arch nemesis, no doubt about it. That was his fault, if there ever was one. Because, you know, there were sort of three Hectors. There was Hector on cocaine, off cocaine, and then Hector with a few, you know, smoking a little weed. He was sort of a little relaxed at that point. But anytime there was cocaine involved, he was in trouble. Tito Mercado was the winner last night over Diener Burial. That was on The Zone. Of course, The Zone's going to go tonight, I believe, with Richardson Hutchins and Gustav Lemos in a super lightweight bout. The 13th, they come back with The Zone as well. Jordan Gill and Zephra Barrett. And then, of course, the 13th, Jared Anderson and Riyadh Merli. It's going to come to a heavyweight bout. Of course, that's on ESPN. And Jared Anderson is the heavyweight hope in the minds of many. April the 20th. 420. No, that's not the day of weed, although it's the day of celebration of the weed thing. But Mike Tyson's not coming to San Francisco, not this year anyway. Bottom line is Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. Devin Haney, originally from San Francisco, California, says he's from Oakland. He wants to be ethnic. But the bottom line, he was born here in the city by the Bay. Of course, he's undefeated, taking on Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia has once beaten. They will go for the WBC super lightweight title April the 20th on pay-per-view. It'll cost you $79.99. Another reason to steal pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I want to thank Lenny Albert, of course, with Lenny Flores Boxing. You can check him out on Instagram. But the bottom line is we'll have a little clue to him, some more words on his Instagram training, all that kind of good stuff on tomorrow's show. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, will be in the house. This is a production of Sports Byline and Veev TV. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you so much.